terrible performance.
Up there with 8-2 Arsenal.
A terrible performance. I can find solace in that kind of scoreline, knowing that you guys have fun making fun of United right now, but we're going to get back to that spot where we're the ones making fun of you in due course, all right? No. We're out. This is the last game of our banter era, whatever. This is the last little squeak, last little pop you can have at United for the next couple of years.
Okay.
Because we're going to be there. We're going to be back.
Okay.
Point, though. It's a point.
We here!
Yes, sir!
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the 6-Yard Box Podcast. This is episode 100, bang, of the program. Lads, we have made it.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Hey, great kid, Blake. How fitting on episode 100.
Oh, this is fantastic. You know, episode 99 was rough for me, but it's been a couple of days, and the pain is still there, don't get me wrong. But today we're putting ridiculous that behind us a little bit, just for a little bit, and we are celebrating what has been an incredible part of my life for the past couple of years.
Oh, absolutely. That's sweet of you to say. Definitely one of the highlights for sure.
Yeah, I can't wait to get into a full episode of glazing each other, barely talking about football, and reminiscing on our Animal 11. First of all, joining me on the couch, across from me is the lovely Antoine. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing amazing.
On the week of the Champions League final.
On the week of the Champions League final.
Are the nerves hitting?
The nerves are starting to kick in. Yeah. You know, you're starting to feel that little feeling in your stomach. It's starting to happen, but it's not like the top level yet.
And next to him is Bruno Fernandez. Oh, I love this game. I love FPL. I have not tuned into it for a while, but this is why we love FPL.
And it's perfect timing too, eh? The season ended yesterday.
Gaming 38 is over, and Blake has finished at the bottom of our league. And as always, the loser of the 6YB.
Back to back, as some would say.
What do you mean back to back?
Back to back L's.
What are you
fourth places?
Miles
is fourth last time.
That's fine.
Miles.
Some of us go back to back in a good way.
No, Miles got away with the jersey thing. He didn't even wear one.
That's true. That's true.
I'm a fucking
Miles,
man of my word.
Miles
and I do my,
scanned
no,
it.
And I do what I'm fucking told because I love you boys.
Yep.
I'm not some fucking pussy bitch who doesn't do what he said.
Yeah,
what he's told.
No,
doesn't live up to his word.
I commend you.
And just for
you.
The cameras,
for
I'll show you what I'm wearing because I'm a good person.
Yeah, turn around,
yeah,
Blake.
You have to go on. Yeah, wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Is the camera getting that? Yeah, yeah. Stay there. Good still image there. Well done.
He's got the Europa League edition of the Bruno Fernandez kit. Yeah. It's causing me a little bit of PTSD.
Fuck you. I'm glad
just
you
just don't
lost.
Finish last. Blake, before the episode, is like, you guys are abusing me. You're taking advantage of me.
I just
don't lose FPL.
No, I feel like there has been a bit of advantage taking over.
I'm still not
over the PSG tie that episode. I feel like, anyway, we don't have to talk about it. It's fine. I don't care. It's all good. Shit happens. Like, it is what it is.
It's been a great
I lost fair and square, and I'm wearing the kit. And maybe I'll pay Fernando's too, but maybe. That wasn't part of the deal.
Was it? No, it wasn't.
Okay. Miles got out of his punishment by paying Fernando's.
Yeah.
That was a little bit.
That's a easy way out.
A game is a little bit gone on
yeah,
that front.
I think so. I
have to say.
What was it? A Tottenham kit?
It was a Tottenham kit.
Oh, dude. Heung-min Son, Europa League final.
Yeah.
Tottenham
but that
kit.
Was also That'd on us for not getting it for the entire summer.
That's true.
We should have hit up our plug.
Yeah.
Speaking of. A big shout out is in order. Of course, we've got the Bruno Fernandes kit here. We've got, you can't really see
can't really
it. We don't
see
have
it,
the wide angle here, but you can see there. You can see a shades of a new kit behind Antoine. That is a number 8 Fabian Ruiz PSG home kit.
Yeah. Very iconic.
We've got a couple of others outside of the camera. I don't know if you want to like pull them over, Anto.
Yeah,
but
I can bring a couple up.
But a big shout out is in order to the New Jersey's plug, who has once again blessed us. He has literally been like biggest fan of the show, biggest friend of the program. Always sending us beautiful kits. If you change the camera over here, we got the Ronaldinho Barcelona one. Oh my goodness. Number 10, Ronaldinho. And then we got number 10. Or number what number is that? Number 23, Real Madrid, Beckham jersey. That one's going to be mine. And then we also got...
What do you laugh like that for?
We also got the Travis Scott Barcelona one.
Yeah.
We got a Lewa kit for you.
Yeah.
You're doing pretty well. Besides,
you are doing well.
Yeah.
Besides taking on both Barca kits.
Yeah. I'm Barca fan now.
I guess so. Can't hate on Lamine Yamal anymore.
No.
Good.
I haven't hated on him in a while.
Oh, you have.
Shout out to New Jersey's Plug, though. We love you.
And yeah. Perfect timing for episode 100.
Use code 60RBOCKS.
Yes. It will be the first link in the description. If you want to go get yourself a nice little jersey and help us out, you can use code 60RBOCKS for 15% off at checkout. Shout out to the New Jersey's Plug. Yeah. For episode 100, this is perfect.
It is.
This is like our perfect fourth timing, time getting kits from him. He's, fourth, yeah. The name does not lie.
And my kit collection is mostly thanks to him now.
So. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Can we give a shout out to my new kit?
No. Moving on. Do you want to do your,
this is next season's. I'm just gonna do it, even though you,
do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Risky investment
because I got a number 19 Lamine Yamal kit, but this is for next season, and there are rumors that he's gonna change to number 10. Mm-hmm. So this might be an issue.
You can ask him to change it.
Probably not.
Okay.
But hey. Oh, where's?
I'm sick, boys.
Oh.
Okay. Blake's going on strike already. Let's get into the football a little bit, and then we'll get into like a little special segment after that.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you want to start, Anto?
That's a great question. There's been a lot that's happened this weekend.
Yep.
Notably the Scudetto win for Napoli.
You got to talk me through that one. I'm not going to lie.
It was on Friday. Both teams, Inter and Napoli, were playing against Como and Cagliari, respectively.
Oh, so I don't blame you for watching Como
Inter against
this week.
Como.
I don't blame.
And Napoli against Cagliari.
Mm-hmm.
All Napoli needed to do was to win the game, and they were champions. They did win the game.
Off a Scott McTominay
bicycle. Yeah, kick. I think one of my favorite moments of the season, which is not what we're doing right now, but it's a bit of a spoiler as to what we will do later, is Julian being wrong about so many predictions.
Yeah, I was looking at the Champions League ones. He's had some stinkers.
Yeah.
He's had some stinkers.
He's had a mare of a prediction season.
My
so
worst
far.
One was Prem predictions, which we could actually get into now that the season's over.
We probably don't have time for that.
Probably not.
No, but yeah.
Maybe next episode.
Yeah.
Next non-Champions League episode.
We'll do some awards. We'll do awards episodes.
Yeah. It's just Scott McTominay, I think, is genuinely one of the revelations of this season for not just his performance, but the situation that he got out of, too. Everyone looked at Scott McTominay and the United team. Yeah, he could score, but they never thought that he could be like a pivotal midfielder in a system or in a team that mattered, in a winning team. That was always his knock. He could score. He was like a false nine even at times. But if you wanted him to defend or control the game, like, he never had that ability. Then he goes into Napoli, and he's their fucking MVP. Not just their MVP. The Serie A fucking MVP. That's after right. Everything he's been through, he scored a bicycle kick to win Napoli the fucking Scudetto. Mm-hmm. And that is from a player that was in a United squad and had all the hate pretty much attested to you, the United fan himself.
Yep.
I think it's just a fantastic story, and I absolutely love it for him. And Napoli, that's my team in Serie A.
Yeah, 100%. So. The way he's just transformed his game has been crazy, seriously.
Yep.
And I think it kind of goes to show how toxic it is at Man United. I mean, you look over the years, how many players have left Manchester United?
Don't look over the years. Look at this season.
This season too. But there's been, over the last 5 years, how many players have left Manchester United and completely revived or transformed their game at different clubs?
100%. Big shame on the United Academy coach that changed Scott McTominay from a striker to a CDM. I don't know whose idea that was, but man.
Can we get a, I was wrong, Julian?
Not yet.
For what?
For saying he's overrated. I'm not saying he's
overrated. Are
you
serious
right now? He's even more rated than he was then.
You're such.
I think.
Are you serious? See, this is what pisses me off.
This is crazy.
I'm in a Bruno kit. I've gone on this podcast, and I feel like I've admitted when I was wrong before. Yeah. I said I was wrong about, like, something.
Okay.
I definitely have. About Barcola. I was wrong.
Okay. That was off camera, but sure.
I was wrong, okay? You need to fix up and admit when you're wrong, because that was a terrible
prediction.
That
was a bad take.
Terrible take.
I was looking through our old episodes while making the list for what we're going to do later.
Mm-hmm.
That episode, the intro, is me saying, that might have been the worst take I've ever heard.
Yeah.
No. And the second worst take is also in this episode. That episode, you had a complete stinker.
Yeah. You know what? Fuck it. Like, put the clip up of him saying it.
Yeah.
I think the TikTok, bro.
I think that's not my worst pick in there. I think the Gabriel one is worse.
The Gabriel
one. I think the Messi one.
The Messi
one's
awful.
I think the Messi one is the worst of the lot. Yeah, that was like my rage bait.
Yeah, but don't let him.
Terrible
he's like,
one.
He's like getting.
But
off
the McTominay one.
That was my worst one.
I stand by my reason for the McTominay one.
No, your reasoning doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense, especially after this season.
It is the definition of, I think he is overrated.
You think the MVP of the entire fucking league is overrated?
You think the best player in Serie A is overrated?
Do you think if he came to the Premier League right now, he would do a job?
Yes.
For who?
Not United.
Not United. But
for who?
Imagine him in a Villa squad. Oof.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? I bet you if he was in that Vela squad against United yesterday, they would have won.
It's also how Antonio Conte like deals with those type of players. Yeah. I mean, he turns not nobodies, but he turns kind of average players into great players.
Lukaku, that's what I'm saying.
Lukaku before the season was deemed like a flop.
Yeah.
Like his game was nowhere to be seen anymore. But now this season he's been great in Napoli.
He's definitely good at getting the best out of players, especially 100%. Ones that have had talent in them, but have needed a resurgence or a fallen off. That's
the best way to put it.
Have the haters on them.
That's
right?
Actually the best way to put it. And I saw he's leaving Napoli too, which is what he does. He literally wins trophies and then leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what they're going to look like with Allegri next year.
If it's Allegri, yeah.
Yeah. I think he's a favorite at this point.
Oh, really? Pretty sure. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
But
yeah, there's rumors of De Bruyne.
I'm pretty sure it's almost. Here we go.
Is it? Wow.
Like, maybe not almost, but 80%.
Mm. He's making a decision this week.
Which apparently. I think, dude.
No, it's good for his career.
For De Bruyne, I don't see why he wouldn't. Like, you're going into a squad that probably could use another creative-minded midfielder. You don't have to have the pressure of playing in the Premier League. And you won everything there is to win.
Like, you still get to play Champions League football. You're defending a title in Serie A.
It's a great situation. You still have attackers that can score. For the most part, I don't know. I think it's a good situation to be in for him.
And you have a compatriot in Lukaku up top.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
No.
Lisa is in Courtois.
Huh?
Lisa is in Courtois.
Yeah. That would have been a problem.
Yeah.
All right. On the Inter side of things, obviously you come out of this disappointed. They won 2-0 against Como as well.
Although Como played well in the first 25 minutes. Guys, I might be turning into a Como fan.
Why?
Just slowly. I just love the way they play. I seriously do.
Fabergé,
yeah.
Pepe Reina, still kicking.
Okay, it's usually not him.
He got a red, but...
Usually, I think he only played him because his last game of his career. Mm. Yeah, wow. Last game of his career, you get a red.
Big Nico Paz fan.
Like, seriously. Mm. He is left foot, right foot, can find a tricky pass. No, he's really good.
Devastating.
He actually really is. I don't know if Real Madrid are going to call
him. I know where that's from.
Left foot, right foot.
Well, the Dua Lipa song, but it's also... It's also talking about Greenwood in that song.
Is it?
Is it?
That's where it comes from, yeah.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Okay.
I think he's on loan, Nico Paz, from Real Madrid.
He is, yeah.
I don't know if they're gonna do something with this situation, if they're gonna send him out somewhere else. Maybe for one more season, I think it's smart. But you can tell that there's serious talent there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else to go on about Serie A?
I don't think
so. Big shout out. I think
Juve have made Champions League. Actually, there was a really tight situation in the Serie A yesterday because it was a fight for Champions League spot between Roma and Juve. Roma were playing against Torino and Juve were playing against Venezia who were fighting to stay up. Mm. And early doors, Venezia? I don't know. I'm not Italian. They score against Juventus to make it 1-0. While Roma score against Torino and take the lead against Torino. So fifth place Roma go into fourth place and overtake Juventus for the Champions League spot. And Juventus have to now beat Venezia, which isn't a hard task. But if you look at Juventus this season, it's not been the best football at times. And there's been times in this Juve season where they're kind of dropping points where they shouldn't drop points. And I think this game almost was a kind of a good representative of that.
Mm. Mm.
Until then, Yildiz kind of flipped the game on its head, and Colomwani scored as well. So at the end of the day, the positions in the table stayed the same, where Juve finished fourth and made Champions League football, and Roma finished fifth and made Europa League football. But there was that moment in the first half of the Roma-Torino game where you thought Roma would overtake Juventus.
Venezia.
It would have been a big blow for Juve, too, to not make Champions League.
Massive.
A big blow.
Venezia keeper had a shocker, though. He had a terrible game.
He had a bad game.
Just from the highlights out? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Who is it again?
The keeper?
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
No, it's someone we know.
Radu.
Yeah, Radu. He used to play for Lazio, I feel like.
Wasn't he the keeper for Romania at the Euros?
Probably.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he had a mare, bro. Like, the Colomwani goal was disgusting.
Yeah, it's kind of right at you, you know?
Yeah. Anyway.
Shout out?
Not shout out.
Not shout out.
Not shout out.
Reverse shout out. Shout down.
Shout out Juventus.
I guess.
Shout in.
Yeah.
Shout in.
Shout in.
Shout out. Shout in. Yeah. All right, let's move Premier League now. More knowledge.
Can we talk about more shitty keepers, please?
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Big M.
What a fucking way to leave your club. In the final game of your goddamn career,
yep.
You go out.
Career.
Oh, sorry. Your career with Aston Villa. you go out and just completely slash any hope for this team to make Champions League. Villa versus United, obviously. It was you guys. United actually played well. United played well.
Let me just say, fucking crazy. S tier segue, first of all.
Thank you. but no, like, you guys know I hate Emi Martinez. There's no denying that. But genuinely, I think this moment, the red card against Manchester United, like, summarizes his career as a whole. A really cocky player who's had big moments, who has the ability to, I guess, change a game with his goalkeeping. However, when the times are big or when the moments have gotten big, he's fucked up.
I don't know about that.
No,
when the moments have gotten big, he stopped a Colomwani shot.
That's exactly my point. The one moment where he was tested in the World Cup, sure, he passed. Mm-hmm. And no one can ever take that away from him. But there's also been other moments where he's completely fucked up. You guys remember that one save against, I think it was Liverpool, where he like punched it up in the air and then it just like went up and then went right into the net.
Yeah.
Like, there's been multiple moments where he's fucked up in big moments that I feel like we just disregard because he won the World Cup. Like, you can never take away that World Cup away from him. But he's not a good keeper. This red card decision, he should have just let Højlund go. Højlund clearly got the ball before him.
It was a bad touch too.
But he decided to tackle him and he got himself sent off. And sure, the controversy with the refereeing and the VAR and blowing the whistle before the goal went in on the challenge against
Leander.
I don't know about that.
Exactly. And now it gets, again, once again, the scrutiny gets taken off of Martinez because of that decision. But they're in that decision because of Martinez. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like his fuck-ups do not get scrutinized as much as they should because of situationally, other things have gotten worse for the team or have gotten better for him, like in the case with Argentina.
I do feel that in the last few years, ever since the World Cup final, we kind of elevated this guy, or like the general public kind of elevated this guy to a level he was always a good goalkeeper.
Yes.
His best trait is saving pens. We know that. His shot stopping is also decent, right? But ever since the World Cup final, everyone has been elevating this guy to like best goalie in the world. He won the Golden Glove that one year. He's a good keeper, but now I'm seeing links that he's going to Barcelona, and I'm seriously worried as if I'm a Barcelona fan with if Emi Martinez is the guy that my club wants to bring in, because I seriously don't think throughout the entirety of the season he can be as consistent as a Ter Stegen was 2 years ago, or as a Courtois is throughout the whole seasons, right?
Yep.
I don't think Emi Martinez has that consistency in him, and we shouldn't be holding him to such a high standard that we are right now.
Well, and it's like, who was the Greece goalkeeper when they won the Euros?
Great question.
No idea.
Great question, Blake.
Again, the FIFA World Cup is the biggest thing to win, but like, he also conceded 3 in that game.
Yes. He's also been pivotal. I think the main thesis is that the Argentina version of Emi Martinez is much better than the Villa version of Emi Martinez. And I think a lot of people, like the casual football fans, will mostly watch the Argentina version, but then correlate that with the Aston Villa version.
Fair.
Therefore, thinking that he is much better week in, week out than he actually is. I think he was pivotal when they won both of their Copa Americas, which is also why he's won the Yashin Trophy twice. But I don't think his play for Villa has ever really lived up to that.
Yeah.
But and I do think that because so many people don't watch Villa week in, week out, they overrate this guy so much. So yes, you are absolutely right in that prediction a couple months back.
Blake. We've talked about it too. Like, he'll make a save that'll like go through his hands, but then he'll like make up for it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's like microcosm mistakes that he always makes that are just way too egregious for me to pass her by. But obviously I hate him because he's a dick. But it's also like, this is what I also hate about him, is that he's cocky. And sure, he's won the World Cup, but then you do that shit against United. And it's like, you don't deserve to have that level of cockiness if you're going to fuck up that big, in that big of a spot for your club, in which you're just going to leave them. You might not even play a game for them. And that's your lasting legacy at Aston Villa.
That's what I was going to say. That's especially in that moment there. Like, that's such a terrible way to end your Aston Villa career.
Yeah.
And the fact that you don't even make Champions League on the back of that.
Yeah.
And it probably is your fault that you don't make Champions League, because 11v11... even though Manchester United were probably playing better than Aston Villa for the most part of that game, you would probably tip Aston Villa to get one goal against United this season, especially 11v11. So the fact that you leave in this way while not getting Champions League, it's unforgivable. Let's say how it is. It's unforgivable.
Yeah.
But I guess going back to that mistake now, because that kind of plays a role in Aston Villa not making Champions League, that's also unforgivable from the referees.
I think Bynum may have had a handle on it.
I don't think he does.
He didn't actually. It depends how you count it, because like if that had gone on for another couple of tenths of a second, his hands are on the ball.
His hands,
okay. They're kind of on the ball already, but it's just like his fingertips he as he's closing.
He doesn't have the grip. He doesn't have
he
it.
He sucks, by the way. Bynum.
He's a very bad.
He's a very bad keeper.
Subkeeper. Whatever.
I'm just saying he sucks.
But he doesn't have his hands on the ball. And at the basis of what it is, this cost Aston Villa £100 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a mistake from the referees that costs Aston Villa that much money.
Look,
do you know how much money that is?
I need to know the ruling from Pedro Mel. Like, what is it saying in the rule book?
And my question is, if this happened in game week 20, would people be as mad as it because of what it is? You know what I'm saying? If this happened in game week 20 in the same scenario, United versus Villa and the same score line, would people be as mad at the call? Or because it's in game week 38, there's more scrutiny on it?
Well, obviously.
Yeah. I don't know, because is it that bad of a decision? I don't know.
Obviously, at the moment of the season makes it a little worse, right? Yeah. But say this happened against Arsenal. You're mad.
Of course.
Yeah. So it's,
but do I see a point of where he kind of has his hands on the ball, like Julian said? Yeah.
He's bobbling with it. He doesn't have the ball.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
I think you could see it either way for sure. Like if I was Villa, like I'd be.
Yeah.
It was also the referee's name was Thomas Bramall. He's very inexperienced in the Premier League.
That's like, what their argument is. Their argument that they, I don't know if you guys saw.
It's also a VAR error more than it is the.
No, it's not.
No, you can't, because
he blew the whistle.
Once the whistle blows, you can't overturn it.
So the referee blew the whistle as soon as he saw the foul on Bynum. So even though that. Who is it that scored?
Morgan Rogers.
Even though Morgan Rogers kept playing, put the ball in the net, the whistle blew, which means the play is dead. So they couldn't even overturn it because the whistle blew, and by so letter like, of the law, you
Thomas,
can't.
Thomas.
Yeah.
Thomas.
So that's their argument that they're making. That, I mean, it's not going to come to anything. But Aston Villa put in the campaign to the Premier League saying we should have a more experienced referee in a game of this magnitude.
I mean, we're not going to do the referee talk again, but how many times this season have we said this? That how are these guys refereeing the Premier League the best in class? How are these guys the people that are in charge of the best league in the world?
Yeah.
I know.
There's a serious problem there. I don't know what needs to change. Actually, I do know what needs to change. There needs to be somehow new referees coming in. I don't know if it has to be European referees that are indifferent to Premier League teams. Something needs to change, because there's no way that every season we have these conversations consistently about referees not being good enough in the Premier League.
You know what? If I'm Villa, I'm suing Pedro Mel for $100 million, and that'll make them switch up, I bet you.
Yeah.
That'll make them get their act together. Why promise.
Not? Bless you.
Wow. Bless you, Blake.
Sneeze right on the can.
Yeah. Right on the bad.
You know that goes through the shirt, too. You just sneezed on yourself.
That's fine.
That's what you're supposed to do, dumbass.
It's on the crest.
Is it on there? Good.
Okay, that's a little thicker then. All right.
You're supposed to sneeze on yourself, though. That's how.
Yeah, you're supposed to block it.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Are we doing sneezing lessons
in the
pod?
The kid is so thin that
he just needs to be right. That's just saying.
No, I'm just saying.
And the defense.
Bro, you know, no.
All I'm saying is I can do whatever the fuck I want. You can watch it. You can not watch it. I don't care. I'm gonna sneeze again probably.
Yeah.
I'm just saying these are thin shirts, so it goes through.
Okay.
Okay.
Like sweat is supposed to come out. That's why this is this material.
Mm.
So,
okay.
Sneeze would go.
We're not doing kit manufacturer talk now.
Are we?
I'd rather do ref talk over kit manufacturer talk.
Is there anything else on ref talk?
No, please.
Okay. Can I go to Arsenal? Which I never talk. I haven't talked. No, bro. What the?
Did you just hear what this guy said? No. Can I go to Arsenal?
Why can't I go to Arsenal?
Unimportant game of the season. The most insignificant game of the season.
You have 2 minutes.
No, that's fine.
2 minutes, go.
No, that's fine.
No, you can go. No, you got it. You got it. No. I'm just saying, like.
I just want to talk about fucking Kieran Tierney.
Okay, go ahead, man.
Kieran Tierney?
Hit me.
Yeah. No, but you guys are going to.
No, go on. Go on.
No, hit me. Please. Go ahead.
Bro, Kieran Tierney. Bro.
No, go, bro.
No, and then after I'll talk about Wolves.
Okay, because when you laugh when I speak about French football, it's fine. But when I laugh when you talk about Kieran Tierney, it's a problem.
Sure, okay, but buddy. Like this might... I haven't talked about Arsenal since the Champions League. So like, why the fuck... Why am I getting this reaction?
Perfect opportunity to talk
Kieran
about
Kieran Tierney, which you guys can attest to this as well, was supposed to be next up one of the best left backs. I'll becoming left backs in the world when we sign up for Celtic.
I don't know.
In Arsenal fans' eyes, let's just put the asterisk there.
He was supposed to be potentially contending for the next captaincy for this team. Mm-hmm. He was a warrior. And then injuries happened. Then he fell out with Arteta. He didn't play as much. And it sucks. And then his last game of the season, he gets to score a goal. And I think it's a wonderful story for a player who's done nothing but play his heart out for the club.
That's true.
Who's had a couple of great moments, like his goal against West Brom, like that moment in COVID, you know, when he like falls over his legs. He's had a couple of like pretty iconic moments. And like, I don't know, it's a player that I'm going to miss at the club. And he's been a good servant. He's been here through the banter era. He's been here playing at left center back when we were playing at three back with fucking Unai or whoever the fuck we were playing at three back with. Mm. He was with here now with Arteta and the Champions League semifinal appearance. So like, it's just overall a bittersweet ending to the Kieran Tierney era, but I'm going to miss him, bro.
You know who? I have a vivid memory of one specific Kieran Tierney goal, and I don't know why it's in my head, but whenever I think of Kieran Tierney, I kind of think of that goal. Remember when it was snowing against West Brom?
Yeah.
What?
I just said that.
Did you? I thought you said when he fell over.
No, I said the West Brom. Okay. It's fine.
Interesting.
He is leaving? Is that official?
Yeah, you still listen to me. See, I just don't feel hurt.
Blake, I'm not gonna lie.
It's the way you said it. You made it sound like he made that mistake against West Brom.
No, it's the goal against West Brom.
No, I thought you said when he falls over his feet. That's what you were talking about.
I said both. Well, you'll see. You'll hear back.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Is that like the Luis Diaz moment? Remember? Were you Nando's because of that?
Oh, yeah. No. I know I said it. You want to make a bet?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I know you said it. I don't
700.
Yeah, no, but that goal was crazy. In the snow,
yes,
where he like cuts inside. Yeah, it was a beautiful. Yeah,
and I wasn't really expecting it from him.
Yeah.
One thing you really can't take away from him is that he plays his heart out every time.
Yeah.
And that's what you want as a fan of the team.
Well, that's what I mean too. He's going back to Celtic, I'm pretty sure, but I'm going to miss him dearly. He's a wonderful servant to the club. So, anyway.
Can I talk about the Brighton game?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. the one thing I have to talk about in the Brighton Spurs game. So Brighton won 4-1.
Against hungover Spurs.
Did you see Tottenham's tweet? Like their full-time tweet?
No. What was it?
They lose 4-1 and their caption is, "The Europa League champions are defeated." I'm like, fuck you, man.
I hate them, bro.
Every loss is going to be the Europa League champions.
Shout out Arsenal Women's, bro.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. Let's go.
I'm sure you were absolutely bummed.
I was fucking happy.
No, go ahead, Blake. Go.
I don't have much to say. All I do have to say is that the Arsenal women's team genuinely dominated supposedly the best women's team to ever play on the planet. This Barcelona women's team is
they're up for another treble.
This Barcelona quadruple. Team is a...
It's like, they're like the Galacticos of the women.
100%. It's unfair.
Like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But Arsenal came out there, they dominated, and they fucking won. They had a disallowed goal, too, as well. Mm. So they only won 1-0. But a clean sheet against that team, amazing, amazing. What a performance from, what's her name? Oh, my God. My favorite.
Chloe Kelly?
Chloe Kelly played well. I think she scored the goal.
Beth Mead?
No. What's her name? Williamson. Leah Williamson. There you go.
Yeah. Played well?
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway.
Final Premier League table is Liverpool, Arsenal, and then City third, Chelsea fourth, Newcastle fifth, Villa sixth, Forest seventh.
Look at this. You know how on FotMob it says like...
United 16th. Sorry.
It says...
United
15th.
15th.
You know on FotMob is like the green on the side if you made Champions League.
Yeah.
For like the top five.
Yeah.
And then the blue for Aston Villa. Or yeah. For
and then the light blue.
Go scroll to 17th. There's the green next to top. Oh my God, bro. They made Champions League.
It's so bullshit.
That's funny.
And then Palace as well.
It's embarrassing.
Embarrassing?
Mm-hmm. Any other games to talk about in the Prem?
Nope.
The Newcastle.
There was also...
No.
Liverpool lifting the trophy.
Yeah, Liverpool lifting the trophy.
And
what?
Exactly.
It's a big moment.
I watched the ceremony.
It's not a big moment.
I watched the ceremony.
I'm glad you did.
Let me just say, I was touched.
Oh, my God.
What?
Why you know who else was touched? Trent.
Yeah.
Kid was crying.
He was. I don't think he regrets it. I don't think that's why he's crying.
No, I'm not saying he regrets it. Okay. But I'm just...
Yeah.
Maybe he should. Because with all the players Liverpool are bringing in, maybe he should.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to have to talk about Liverpool's transfer window already, which is crazy. But when watching that, like when they're all lined up and they're singing, the fans are singing, "You'll Never Walk Alone." I'm sorry, as a football fan, you cannot not appreciate that.
Oh, I can.
You have to appreciate it.
Like you have to appreciate it, bro. It's such a beautiful song.
Yo, the United is getting into you. You have even more Liverpool hate today.
He's not even hating Liverpool himself.
Yeah, because You guys have
I fucking hate Liverpool.
No, I don't like Liverpool.
Do
you? You want them to win the league, though.
That is true.
It's a great point you make. Like,
thank you.
Yeah. He's so wishy-washy, bro.
I want him to win the league for a little bit because you fans were so fucking annoying.
Yeah, and prime Patty Morley, prime...
Yeah, that was in, like, 2021.
No, sorry, Patty Murphy, prime Patty Johnny Murphy. Morley.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just normal, right?
No, they were annoying as fuck, but they were... I didn't know them in 2020 when Liverpool won the league. I only knew them in 21 and 22 when they like were like low-key falling off and not winning the league. And it was the rage that made them popular. That was prime. That was prime when they were losing. Prime AFTV was when they were losing.
Yeah.
That was some good moments there.
Prime 6YB episodes is when one of us lost and are crashing out.
I just can't wait for one day Arsenal to win a major, to win the Champions League or the Premier League, and I will be the most insufferable bastard you'll ever meet.
I know.
We'll wait.
I'll probably be sick that day.
I'm sorry. It's fine. But I guess
kudos. Welcome to episode 1,000. Arsenal have won the FA Cup.
There's so much talk for a team that's 15, and their manager said, "Don't worry, the good times are coming." Bitch, no, they're fucking not. The bad times are coming.
They are.
No, they're not, bro.
I'm Emery in. I'm full Emery.
Ready for this Cunha flop?
It depends. It depends how Cunha will flop if we don't have a good window.
See
around it.
Embarrassing.
It's
dude.
May.
It's
and
true.
It's May, and you've already made a signing.
Yeah,
that's great.
And he's like, "Oh, he's gonna flop."
I'm happy, but
you don't stop there. Obviously,
I'm only gonna look at the body of work once the window is over.
Sure,
I am not going to just forget about how shit we are because we signed a player in May.
Are you happy with the signing?
I think he can do really well. I think he could. I think Cunha is a fantastic player.
Fantastic is kind of. He's a good player.
He's a cracking player.
He's a good player.
On his day, he's really good.
Like, he's a good, like, with capital G, good player. He's not fantastic.
Okay.
He's good.
Sure.
He's no yolk, Rez.
He's no yolk.
He's no yolk.
Fuck yolk. Wow. Diamond bastard at the weekend.
That was such a pen, too. It was that such was a pen. Big pen. Shout out Sporting for winning the Taça de Portugal.
Taça de Portugal.
Taça.
I'm sure Julian's devastated.
Is it Taça?
Yeah.
I thought it was Taça.
He said Taça in the last pod. Yeah, he definitely has. You're such a fake man.
You know what happened? He probably got corrected yesterday.
Yeah, he did. He totally did. Yeah, the Benfica fan didn't even watch his team in the final. Yeah. Like, oh my God. It's just
unbelievable.
It was Papa B's 50th birthday.
Big shout out.
Yes.
Big shout out.
What, are you going to undermine the importance of Papa B's 50th birthday?
No, I'm going to undermine the fact that you're not a Benfica fan.
It's always good vibes when there's a game going on during the family function and we're like split in half between Benfiquistas and Sportingistas.
And you're neutral. Sorry, I'm never letting you know that.
I got more flack for...
it's giving miles. Like, low-key, it's giving miles.
I think so, too.
Miles of who?
Like, with like, oh, I'm a Sharks and a Leaf fan. Oh, I'm a Giants and a Blue Jays fan.
A good 10 teams, good handful of teams.
That's what it's giving right now.
No, dude. Like, me on the Leafs was like that.
He didn't even know. I said, does Bruma play for you? And he goes, yeah, he does. And I go, wait, he doesn't play very often. Yeah. Bruma literally fucking started. I said Bruma.
I thought you said Bruno. I heard
Bruma. No, I said Bruma. Okay. Sorry, I'm stuffed up.
He's played 10 times for us. And he signed in February.
And he started, bro. Boom. He started the final. And he almost scored.
I know.
No, you didn't.
Clearly not.
But I wasn't that locked into the game because it was Papa B's 50th birthday.
Interesting.
If it was United, you'd be locked into
the game. So he wasn't watching the game on his birthday either?
I was not locked into United whatsoever. I was not locked into the F1 yesterday. I've not been locked into any football whatsoever.
There wasn't much to lock in for, I'll tell you that.
Monaco is hit or miss. Mostly miss. But yeah. It can't leave the calendar. I will maintain that.
Of course.
But I haven't been locked into any sports because, like, I was not only sitting around. It's also a birthday that we're organizing with 60 people. So okay. I'm walking around the venue making sure the projector works for the slideshow my mom made. The projector did not work. I'm going around greeting people that I haven't seen in 10 years. Oh, my God, I haven't seen you since you were this big. I'm going around looking for
little Portuguese speaking
extension
in there, no?
cords and cutlery and taking garbage out.
Cutlery.
Like, I was at work yesterday.
Did you speak Portuguese yesterday?
Un pouco.
Oh my God, bro.
Blake is disgusted, man.
I am disgusted.
Holy shit. Back to the football then.
I just hate fake fannery. And I hate when people don't admit it. Your team's in a final, you do anything to watch it. I don't care. Yeah. Like, anyway.
Yeah.
If Toronto FC was an ML, if Toronto FC was in a playoff game, I would do anything to watch it.
I'm not saying that I'm like the most diehard watching Benfica every week. I'm not saying that.
So what are you?
I am much more of a United fan than I am a Benfica fan. And I am no shame in admitting that. I'm not. My dad was not that crazy on Benfica when I was growing up. So to be honest with you, I haven't even been that locked into them until like maybe a couple of years ago, until my grandparents on my mom's side really started getting into them, would come over and we would watch those together. Those are core memories I have watching Benfica that I will carry on for the rest of my life. I went to Portugal just a couple of years back and I made sure we went to a Benfica game.
He's hitting us
and
hard.
I bought the jersey. I got the scarf over here.
He's hitting us hard here. This is left hook. Okay, killer fair. Shot.
Sure. I'll give it you.
Yeah.
I'll give it you.
And Club World Cup, I'll be wearing my Benfica jersey.
I love that.
Proudly.
I love that.
Proudly.
I'm so happy.
All right?
I'm sorry.
And I am salty that Di Maria.
Who are they playing?
I don't fucking know. I can't tell you who anybody's playing. Go upstairs and ask my dad who Man City are playing in the Club World Cup. He'll have no answer for you.
Yeah.
Go ask Real Madrid fans who they're playing.
Yeah.
With all due respect, Gianni, we're not that locked into it quite yet.
I'm really excited for it.
Yeah. I hope I get there.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah. Once we get past the opening game of Inter Miami, Al Ahly.
Is that the opening game?
Yes. Oof. I don't know.
Be a hard watch.
I don't know why that is happening, but it'll be fun. Hey, you know there's a Club World Cup fantasy?
Is there?
Double or nothing, Blake? It's kind of too late for that, but should we do something for that?
Maybe. I think it's different rules too, right? It's like the World Cup fantasy rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I like those rules.
But it'll be interesting. Like you're banking on like a Palmeiras player.
Estevao. Estevao is definitely making my team.
Yeah, he could.
Mm-hmm. He will.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. Bacola too.
But I will be cheering for Benfica, and I was salty as fuck that Di Maria is not only leaving, but not staying for Club World Cup for us.
Yeah.
And now we're fucked. We're going to have to play Bruma more.
Boom.
Broom.
All right. First of all, I just want to say.
Oh my goodness. Oh, you're not. Oh, I thought you were still. Are you still going in on me?
No, never mind.
No,
is there something else you have to say?
I want
to
talk about Yuck and how I.
Go on. Talk about Yuck. Talk about Yuck.
I want to do anything for him. I would do anything for him to be an Arsenal player.
Sorry, who's Yuck?
Yuckeres.
Okay.
Yuck. He already has a nickname.
The jersey's. It's in the shopping cart. It's in the cart right now. It's in the shopping cart right now. Yeah. The new Arsenal home kit with Yuck on the back. Yeah. Number 10.
Number 10.
Number 10.
Is he on 10? Or he's 14?
He's 9, though.
He could be 9. He could be 14.
What is he for Sporting? 10, no?
Is he 10?
A striker or 10? Game is gone. Hold on. Let me look.
Anyways, you have it in the cart?
He's 9. Sorry, he's 9.
Yeah.
Take Gabriel Jesus' number?
Perhaps.
I reckon.
Perhaps.
I want him. So his penalty that he scored was just... It just epitomizes what we've been missing the entire fucking season. Do you guys know this is the first time in the Arsenal season since like 1930s that we haven't had a player score 10 goals?
Yeah.
Our highest scoring player was Kai Havertz. He's been injured for 4 months.
And it was?
Kai Havertz.
How many?
9.
Wow.
Yeah. And Saka being gone too has an impact on
that. But like we just clearly have been missing a striker. Look at that. Look at his stats here, bro.
Is this the...
Like 99th percentile in everything.
The percentiles.
Yeah.
Mm. I want him so bad. So bad. I really hope we sign him for 65 million.
And then
God.
In a couple months when he flops for Arsenal... We'll cut back to. I want him so.
He's not gonna flop.
You don't think so?
No.
No.
I'm not letting you read.
Not even like an adaptation period.
No, he's genuinely. I think he won't have a Haaland season, but I think he'll hit the ground running like Haaland did.
No.
Hopefully,
I see it. A lot of his goals come in transition. A lot of your goals come against a low block. So I think there will be some adjustment needed there, but he could also come in and be Haaland. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. Time will tell. Gets on the end of those Saka low crosses. Oof.
Yeah, devastating.
I also feel like we've, again, last Arsenal thing, we can move on. But I also feel like we haven't had a player that can run in behind that much.
Yeah.
So it's like the transition stuff has been a bit of a lackluster way of attack since the Aubameyangs of our attack force.
Now that we're on the topic, how do you feel about Liverpool's transfer activity? How does that make you feel?
It's frustrating, man. Oh like it's really frustrating Frimpong, because like
maybe Kirkez, because
this is how you fucking I think Verse is like 95% there.
It's basically done.
So this is how you fucking create dynasties and keep going, and that's why it's just so frustrating as an Arsenal fan to look at it and be like, how the fuck are they gonna get the best young attacking midfielder in the fucking league?
I can't wait to clip this up with Man U kit. It's so frustrating as an Arsenal fan.
Bro, fuck this stupid bitch-ass kid.
No, but it's... We are in May, and they already potentially have the signing of the summer sealed.
Sure. Yeah.
They probably do. Florian Wirtz is probably the guy that's apart from Rodrigo, maybe.
Yeah.
But Florian Wirtz is probably the guy that everybody is kind of looking at.
Yeah.
And he's probably a player that improves almost every club in the world.
Yeah.
And they already have him pretty much signed up.
Well, and it kind of, you know, accents what they're doing well. Szoboszlai is a great player.
Mm-hmm.
Has he had the most amazing season of all time?
Second half of the season, a little better than the first half.
But overall, he's pretty decent. Definitely could have some improvement.
100%.
Improvement. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Odegaard, has he had a good season? No. No improvement. He's going to be there next season, which I'm fine with. But it just showcases the level of mindset that the club and the board of Liverpool has. They see someone that they don't want. They see someone that is slacking in their system, even though they just won the Premier League. You're gone. Let's get Wirtz in. You can be a bench player. You can play a little deeper, whatever.
Like, Liverpool can be very scary next year.
They are moving different.
Mm-hmm. I think it really depends on Salah. It depends. Like, if he takes a big step down.
Not even.
There were a lot of games this year where he just carried.
Well,
not that they were bad without him.
Like, goal scoring wise.
But they are.
Because in like the game. Like,
he's the difference Liverpool. Between 75 and 90 points almost.
Oh, that's a big...
He only really carried goal scoring wise, let's be honest.
Yeah. That's what he is, though.
But so many of the games, they were not scoring until Salah popped up.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're still that good football that they're playing. I mean, Ryan Gravenberch won young player of the season.
Yeah.
Virgil van Dijk was playing amazing, too. I think they need to sign a nine. I think
yeah.
If they follow what they've been doing so far, if they sign a nine, I think it's... It's over.
That's their one saving. That's the one rival fan saving grace is that they still don't have a nine.
Yeah,
they have Salah, who's like obviously the greatest goal scorer, greatest like just goal contributor of the Premier League era this year or this era.
Mm-hmm.
But whether it's Diaz or Gakpo or fucking
Jota,
or I mean he's leaving now, or Nunez last year, like they haven't had a consistent threat besides him.
True.
I could see Diaz taking another step and being, you know, a couple year ago Diaz or.
There's also rumors that Diaz is leaving too. So if they can get good money for Diaz and then sign a striker off the back of that,
how much money is Wirtz gonna cost?
Oh, it's gonna be a lot. I saw it was 150 through like 6 years in installments.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think a nine will be hard for them to get. Plus that, like, you sign Wirtz, it's hard to get anything else, right? Yeah. So, I mean,
but then again, you just don't complain. You sign Wirtz.
Oh, absolutely not.
You sign Wirtz.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Do we have anything else?
Mbappe winning the Golden Boot in his first season. Great flop season.
Any words on that, Juju?
You guys are flip-flopping just as much as I'm flip-flopping.
Great flop season.
Because let's fucking remember. I had him in We Not Here when he was doing shit. And at that time, that was a valid take. Because at the time, he had not blown up yet. He had a terrible start.
Mbappe was having a
No. He had a terrible start.
I've mentioned this so many times. Mbappe was having a decent season.
Mbappe standards, mate. He had a terrible start to the season.
No, he had an okay
less than ideal start.
Less than ideal start to the season, but November started picking it up, and from there he didn't look back.
Since after my take,
our tier list was when? It was in November?
No, it was in October.
It was in October.
It was during an international break.
Even you signed, at the basis of what it is, you signed the best player in the world.
Yeah.
You can't put that in any lower than.
I remember we made the list like the week before he had just scored like a brace or something for Real Madrid. But that was like his first really good performance in a Real Madrid shirt. But I didn't want to like just be recency biased. So I still put him in We Not Here. Little did I know that brace was the start of like a crazy run where he was getting goals every week and eventually was, even for me, GOAT transfer at one point. Then he kind of fell off, and especially after the Arsenal tie, he was struggling there a little bit. And then you guys went, well, maybe Drew was right.
Did we?
You did at one point. And for 1 week, you guys were like, oh, maybe Drew was right.
Yeah, well,
maybe Drew was right. And now we're back here to hating on me.
Yeah.
It's okay. It sucks being hated on, doesn't it?
It's fine.
Could he still win the Ballon d'Or? No?
No. No.
Straight no.
It's one of the PSG boys if you win, or it's Inter. No, it's not Inter. Or it's like...
Lamine Yamal.
Or it's Yamal.
I'm just scared it's a popularity contest and Lamine Yamal already has it sealed.
And I wouldn't, even hate
despite that. Despite Dembele winning it.
No, and if Lamine Yamal does win it or Rafinha does win it, it's still not an injustice.
It's not an injustice if Lamine Yamal wins it, I don't think. But I do think Dembele deserves it a little more this year.
Oh, would you say you think the story of Lamine being a 17 or winning the Ballon d'Or would carry him over? Would artificially inflate his like Ballon d'Or case.
Everyone just eats that story.
Guys, Salah still has it. Salah could still win it.
I don't think so.
Bro, stories and narratives play too much of an impact on Ballon d'Or rankings. 100%. I've said this before. Yeah. Last year, Vinny didn't win it because a couple of journalists thought he was a diva, which is fucking crazy.
And last year, during the ceremony.
Year before that, is an MLS player winning it because he had a good World Cup.
He was not an MLS player. He was a PSG player. At that time.
He had done shit for PSG.
No, he hadn't.
He won the World Cup.
Won the World Cup. Best passer in PSG. Like, top assister.
He got booed out of your team, Antoine. Don't play this revisionist history. He wanted him gone.
Julian, when you win the World Cup, if you're the best player in that World Cup, I'm sorry. You can't. After that World Cup final, everybody knew that the Ballon d'Or was sealed.
Holland won the European Golden Boot, scored 60 goals in his debut season in the hardest league in the world, won a treble. Yeah. What more could he have done?
Win a World Cup.
He plays for Norway.
Exactly. We've said this so many times. In a year where there's an international tournament, players like Holland who play for nations that aren't very good will not win the Ballon d'Or.
It's true. It's not his fault, but it's true.
Bro, that's so unfair. I will always maintain that.
You're also a Messi hater, so you're not fully
biased. I do not care. The moment he won the World Cup, I completely dropped the bias and whatever there.
Yeah, but it should have been gone before that. It was not even a debate before he won the World Cup.
To him it was. It's okay.
Anyway, we can go on.
My point being that I fucking hate City, and still I had the goal to say that Haaland was absolutely robbed there. Mm-hmm. Narrative plays too much of a role here.
And I remember
if Dembele puts up a good performance in the UCL final, you guys win the Champions League. He's probably my favorite. I'll have to look into it more, but he's probably my favorite to win the Ballon d'Or.
But also, it seems like strikers just don't really win the Ballon d'Or nowadays. Lewandowski was robbed.
No,
but it's true.
Attacking players.
Are I said strikers. I said strikers.
But they're usually favored.
But they're not though. When's the last time a striker won a Ballon d'Or? A full nine won a Ballon d'Or.
A striker,
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo.
And he's not even a striker. He is, but he's not at the same time.
Yeah, but I mean...
But that's my point.
That's just because Messi existed.
That's my point. Lewandowski was undoubtedly robbed in 2021.
I guess that's why they made that trophy, eh?
That's what I'm saying. So goal scoring for a nine is not the only reason why you win. Then Lewandowski proved out. That's why they made the trophy. That's why Haaland clearly didn't win it either.
Lewandowski was robbed. Why? Because Messi won his first trophy with Argentina.
Exactly.
And narrative played too much of a factor there.
Exactly.
Also, last year during the ceremony, the woman, the person presenting the award, when he wins the Golden Boy, she asks him, or she tells him, the youngest ever Ballon d'Or winner was 21 years old. That gives you 4 years to win a Ballon d'Or. Challenge accepted? And he goes, yeah. So like the narrative is also going to play into
the fair. The narrative is sick. Yeah. I won't lie. Like the narrative, a 17-year-old, 18 by then maybe, winning the Ballon d'Or is crazy work.
Yeah.
And he probably is the best player in the world right now, despite him winning, whether he wins it or not.
Yeah, he is.
This is a historic season individual performance, no matter what he ends up winning. Like,
For sure. I just don't think there's enough to win a Ballon d'Or, if you look at his contenders.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that Barcelona fans were pushing Rafinha up until 1 month ago and Lamine Yamal was in no shouts, but now, ever since Rafinha kind of dropped off in form in terms of numbers, Lamine Yamal is getting brought up, I think that's kind of crazy.
I do think the numbers need to be better for Lamine Yamal to win a Ballon d'Or, too.
Yeah, but...
I know that's not the thing, but you're talking about trophies and we're talking about statistics. Messi had the trophies and the statistics to back it up. He was the leading goal scorer or leading goal contributor in the World Cup that year, too?
Messi?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Lamine Yamal, he does so much more than the stats say, but I think that does matter in a Ballon d'Or race as well.
But before Messi and Ronaldo,
especially as an attacker,
Messi and Ronaldo has corrupted our minds. Like, Ronaldinho won the Ballon d'Or with like 5 league goals.
Sure, fair.
Pavel Nedved did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're talking about 20 years ago, Julian.
That was before Messi and Ronaldo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
2005 was 3 years before Messi and Ronaldo won their first Ballon d'Or.
Times have changed. Like, you're not wrong, sure.
Times have changed, but they've changed because Messi and Ronaldo are no longer here, and we should no longer be expecting 90-plus goals a season.
But we're not expecting from them. That, Julian.
We're not expecting that. But I'm telling you, they have set a standard in our mind because quite literally for us three, they are all we know. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, I guess.
Like, they got legends before they won it. Like, Zidane, Ronaldinho, all these guys won the Ballon d'Or not just putting up good stats in their own league, because some of them didn't have the most stats or whatever, because it was, you can have crazy performances without putting up a goal or assist. Lamine Yamal has done that so many times this year. We can attest to that. Same thing with Ronaldinho, with
Cannavaro.
But that's different. Center back.
We're talking about like attacker.
Okay. Different, yeah. But with Kaka didn't have that much GA the year he won the Ballon d'Or. Mm. But he put up spectacular performance week in, week out, despite not getting GA. I'm glad that people recognized it then. And I think that same logic, if Lamine wins it, is applied there. And I don't think there's a problem with that.
I wouldn't be outraged if Lamine Yamal wins it.
Fair.
I don't think I would. But I think the fact that there's still a Club World Cup to go where Barcelona's not playing in it, I think Lamine Yamal, he can still win the Nations League and put up a few good performances
that
there.
Doesn't matter. That,
no, but for him it does, because everyone's going to see him pop off and hold Lamine Yamal again, right? Yeah. But when the Club World Cup comes, there won't be much Lamine Yamal talk anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe we'll see.
I think we should move on, though.
Yeah, we definitely
should. We are
50 minutes?
52 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Anything else we want to talk
about? No, go.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 100. We are, if you want just football talk for this episode, you can probably click off now. But we had to celebrate something for the big 100. So we have all compiled a top 5 list of our favorite pod moments ever. If you are a longtime listener, you will remember some of these. If you're not, that's okay. Maybe you could go through the archives after we're done here and check some for yourself. But we'll play clips if you're unfamiliar, which is okay.
Yeah.
So, do we all start with our 5, go around?
And 5, start with 5.
I don't. Some of us mine aren't in order.
No, that's fine.
Mine are in order.
Make an order real quick.
Okay.
And we're also probably going to have duplicate moments.
Sure.
That's
why I've said
I would definitely
I don't
want to
make an order. I'll just say mine in order, I think.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
You want to start us with your 5, Antoine?
I will start with my 5. Mm. Episode 62, when we're doing our Champions League predictions.
Wait, okay, go.
This is particularly, I just wanted to add this because in that episode, Miles, he pulls out some stinkers. I was watching it back. He pulls out some stinkers. Notably, he says PSG is going to be the flop team.
But like, you don't John Duran. I'm saying John Duran.
Of course, John Duran. Of course, it fucking matters. I didn't know that we were giving out trophies for fucking teams that are finishing at the
from
top for
saying,
winning the game.
From saying John Duran is going to tear it up in the Champions League, to saying PSG are going to flop, to saying the first place team in the league phase doesn't matter. Miles, you're having a hell of a podcast today.
This Champions League hasn't even started. You have nothing to back this up on. Come back talking to me when the Champions League is over and your team went out and couldn't even finish between 1 and 8. Okay? So, like, it doesn't even fucking matter.
Okay.
He's like, come back to me in a couple months where PSG's out of the Champions League, all this. And then I say, from saying John Duran or something like that, because he also said John Duran. I was like, from saying John Duran is going to tear up in the Champions League to something, something, to saying PSG is going to be a flop. Miles, you are having a hell of a podcast today. And your reactions are so funny. Mm. Like, they're so funny. And Miles is just like kind of yelling at me.
Yeah, okay.
I just have to add that in there.
I remember in that episode, he had just said that John Rand signed an extension with Villa. And then I just did one of my like, oh, did he? But he took it literally and went, did he? You had that one. That is a little rude of you to pull out a Miles stinker for a top five favorite moment.
Yeah, no,
that's a little crazy.
That's kind of funny. I had episode 62 too, really? But it's just specifically the intro.
I don't really want to harp too much on Man United because there are much more important things to talk about today. But our next three games are Crystal Palace, Tottenham, and Villa. How many points do you think we get out of that?
Yo, that's the intro. I love that.
If you remember, the intro is like, Julian goes like, okay, United have like Villa, Southampton, and like Sunderland. Obviously, Sunderland. How many points we're gonna get in those three? And me and you go, zero. None. And we all start laughing. It's like the best intro of all time. Yeah, it's just a funny moment. I missed it. Yeah, it was a good one.
It might have been zero as well. Yeah, it might have been.
Well, I'm going to fact check it. Tell me yours as I fact check.
My number five is episode 17. It was the 7-0 episode.
Oh.
Blake came in with puns. That was that was like...
Oh, did I?
That was the first like moment where I was like, wow, this kid is insufferable.
Oh my god.
Start
off here.
What was that, 25 seconds? Really.
I forgot to bring 7 up. I'm sorry.
You're so funny,
bro. One hack, seven hack. You guys got humbled, and it makes me really happy. Okay, sorry, go ahead, Miles.
And it makes you mad. Okay, so.
Episode 17?
Really? What did I say?
Episode 17. One hack, two hack, seven hack. It was like. And then it was like, you just made so many seven jokes. Mm. Like, you just kept mentioning the number seven.
Yeah.
And I kept getting more and more heated.
Yeah.
Are you going to... What are you listening to right now?
Nothing.
Okay.
Crystal Palace, Tottenham, and Villa it was.
Crystal Palace, Tottenham, and Villa?
Yeah.
Crystal Palace, L?
I remember you lost to Tottenham because they
Crystal,
beat you
say the
Crystal Palace,
again.
Tottenham, Villa. I can just look it.
Tottenham was a 3-0 loss.
Yeah.
Villa was a draw.
Yeah.
So and 1 point. Villa was also a loss, I believe. Yeah. Or a draw, I think. So it was 2 points, maybe. Okay. 2 points max. Wow. 2 points max. It was in October, mid-October. And then it was West Ham after that. West Ham, we lost.
Mid-October, you said?
Yeah, around there. Maybe early October.
Yeah. Crystal Palace. Oh, hold on.
You'll find
Crystal
it.
Crystal Palace draw. Tottenham lost
0-0 Dean Henderson
with two draws in the Europa League in between and then a 0-0 draw against Villa.
Great memory
though. Hey, we done 4 points this season against Villa.
Yeah.
Let's go, boys. God. Kick us off with your number four, Antoine.
Number four? I wasn't here for this episode. Episode 63, one after the 62.
Oh. 0.84 seconds. 0.84 seconds.
That is also my number four.
Throws his hat.
That is also my number four.
Wait, what was that about?
It was ref talk.
It was the Trossard red.
He looks up.
Yeah.
So he looks up to see Martinelli on the wing.
A second and a half between the whistle being blown and him kicking the ball. He's a professional footballer.
It's actually 0.84 seconds. I saw on TikTok, on Twitter. It was 0.84
seconds. 0.84
seconds.
That's almost a second. Are you dumb?
He's a professional footballer.
Exactly.
He's a professional footballer.
It almost hits you because 0.84 seconds is very, very short.
Not, bro. He's a professional footballer and he has ears.
Are you fucking dumb?
Oh, it was, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What 0.84 seconds?
He kicks the ball away.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, after the ref had blew.
Yeah. And then Miles goes, actually, it was 8.84 seconds. And you just go,
and then you
seconds,
explode on me.
And you stand up and you just throw your hat. And that was 8.84 seconds. That was 0.84 seconds.
You were trying to make it seem that 0.84 seconds was too short of a time for him to realize the ref had blown his whistle.
It is.
That's almost a full set. Mate, they're a professional footballer.
And then.
That was 1 second.
Can you? No, it wasn't.
That was 1 second. That was 1 second.
Bro,
that was literally 1 second. Yeah,
point.
That was 1 second. See, you caught it. See, I didn't catch that. I didn't catch it because it's 1 second.
That wasn't 0.84. That was like 0.2.
Bro, do not. 1 second. We've gone through a million
That's
seconds.
That's what I was going to say. In the pod, he goes, there's been like 10,000.84 seconds in this episode already.
0.84 seconds isn't short?
Okay, sit down.
There's been like 10,000.84 seconds in this podcast already.
Hey, plus, he's a professional footballer making minuscule decisions.
Are you fucking stupid, bro? No, you're such a dumbass, bro. Like, it's not, bro.
He can tell he doesn't watch F1. When he doesn't know how much 0.8 of a second
is. You're such a fucking loser, Julian. You're such a loser, bro. You're such a loser.
So that's your number four as well?
God damn.
That's my number four as well. Exact same moment. That's good. Yeah. My favorite quote from that episode was Blake going, you know what this all started with? The Bayern game.
Yes, and I'm...
It had been six months.
Okay, going on to my number four. My number four is episode 84, 2.5 podcasters, when I walk in halfway through the pod.
Yeah.
And you think I'm like a random person. That was a good one.
And then my next line...
Oh my God, Blake's here.
My next line, and that is... No, I would absolutely not have Cheeto Obi-Fraud Martin on a penalty. That fucking Cheeto looking at.
Because he is averages...
Oh my God, Blake is here.
Oh my God, Blake is here. Oh my God,
I thought it was just a random guy. Would I put Cheeto Obi Martin in the... Would I put Cheeto Obi Martin on a pen?
First of all, are we not going to address the elephant in the room? I'm here now, chat. Let's... First of all... I would not put that fraud Cheeto on a goddamn pen, bro. Are you kidding me? Cheeto Obi Martin, more like go eat some Cheetos at your house because you're never going to play a game of football again, bro.
That's just like Cheeto...
I'll lay the clip.
Cheeto Martin, more like Cheeto, like... Eat Cheetos in a bag or something. God. I don't know. It's so stupid.
I have another episode 84. That's my three.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Episode 84, when we're doing the FPL roundup. I just have to say, our whole FPL roundups.
I should have had one.
It was
here.
Genius.
See, I wish.
It was genius.
I wish I was good at the game because I would have liked it more.
I don't know. Was it you that came up with it? I don't remember what it was. The whole manager thing.
Yeah.
I think it was because like you started helping me and then you'd be like, yeah.
Bro, the way that we do the FPL roundups, like, oh yeah, the manager really doesn't like his players. It's just so good. And in that episode specifically, we're going over Miles' team, right? And then I just start dying without even saying a word. And then Blake goes, are you okay? Like, and I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking of what I'm going to say and I'm dead. And then I'm like, Julian, Miles is doing pretty good in our league, but how's he doing in the Yiddish Cup?
Guys,
zero points.
This is what I'm saying. How am I losing, bro? I don't understand.
No, I'm not laughing at that. I'm gonna.
Gabriel for a 7-pointer. What? And
I'm
Dean
just
Henderson
thinking of bringing something up, and it's making me laugh just the thought.
Okay, bro. I want to hear.
Just his ranking in the 6YB league is quite low. I was wondering.
I know exactly where you're going.
I don't know where you're going. How is this particular manager doing in the?
What, bro? Oh. It's not even funny, bro.
And I'm just, I am dying. I don't think, I know, I don't so think good. I've laughed more in an episode ever.
Oh my God. I can't wait to listen to this episode.
I was dying.
With the clips in too.
That's pretty good.
Dying.
That's pretty good.
That was so good. Oh, top three moment for sure.
Bro, every FPL roundup we've done has me dying now. I wish we kept that going, even though FPL is dead now. But we have to run
we'll
it back.
We'll bring it back. We'll bring it back.
Can we do Club World Cup fantasy?
I'm down.
Like, but less of a punishment, but like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kit.
But
no
something.
Just some food.
Just like a fucking Don.
Yeah.
Something that we could show on pod.
Sure.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. Okay. My number three...
Low key chain.
My number three is a bit of a shithouse, but I have to include it. It's our first episode here in the studio.
We here!
Yes, sir! Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the 6 Yard Box podcast in our brand new studio.
Chat, where are we? This is beautiful.
Chat, where are we?
It's a place.
Beautiful.
It's a place that we've recorded before, but with a brand new makeover. And lads, oh my God, I could not be more excited for this amazing fucking studio that we're going to be in for at least the entire summer and beyond that.
This one?
Yes.
That's cute.
Because that was like, you know, it was symbolic. It was like a look how far we've come kind of moment.
That's fair.
I had spent like a week building it out. Mm-hmm. We got the neon sign that we low-key got scammed on. We had the kits. We had these. We had the scarves.
I like it.
It was great.
That's fair.
That's a little bit of a cop-out.
No, you need some of those.
But you do need some of those.
Yeah.
Still waiting for that check.
Yeah.
Number three?
My number three is, it's like, I don't even know if it was in the pod, but I can't find the video. You must have it somewhere.
Mm.
But it's the video of me banging on the chair really aggressively. I wanted to find the video. I think it might have been from a TikTok recording session from when we didn't record the podcast.
I think it was.
But can we?
You had got like a football tic tac toe wrong.
Yeah,
I'm sure you'll have the clip to insert here.
Yeah, can you send it to me though? Because I couldn't find it. I know you have.
But it has become like a meme of like our friend group. Yeah. Where like out of context, it will like
such a good moment. That's definitely one of my favorites.
I'm surprised there's been no like real duplicates.
Yeah,
from the one we found at the same position.
I have seven. Just in case. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Anyway.
Are we number two now?
Yeah.
We have to talk about the Animal 11, Lance.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Animal 11's on my list.
Yep. Very specifically, though.
Yes.
We're talking about the Strikers.
Oh, my.
And Miles has the brilliant idea of bringing up the kangaroo.
Play the clip, man.
It's out-jumping everyone, first of all.
Yeah.
Are we taking into account the lack of heading accuracy?
We probably should. He's right. And hey,
you know what? And also, if we do need extra support at the front, you know what the kangaroo can do? Pull out another one out of his couch.
I need to piss, guys. I'm gonna go. I need to piss so bad.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Okay. And he says, I quote, "If we need support up front, he pulls out another one out of his pouch."
I can't wait to watch this clip, bro. Oh,
that was so good. I don't think we recorded it. Video.
We didn't know.
That was just audio.
But it's okay.
Oh, is it? It's okay. We'll put the audio it's in. Okay. That's amazing.
That was yeah, that's good. Top tier.
Top so tier joke. My favorite, I actually marked down the timestamp where you are going through the entire 11. We were like, okay, so we got Elephant in goal, Zebra at right back, and you cannot contain yourself. And then you get to the center back, you're like, the mandrel.
Moose at right back, Hippo and Polar Bear as our center back. That's partnership so with Ostrich off the left.
Perfect.
Beautiful.
Center mid partnership is Octopus and Lion, which is the best in the league.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The oh mandrel.
The mandrel, I can't. And then
the what?
The what?
The mandrel. That's what you said it was, no?
It was.
Which is a muggy of the African nature. And then we have Orson Chief.
Zebra snubbed.
Oh, Zebra snubbed!
No, it's final.
We talked about it.
Horse and Cheetah's on the wing.
The team sheet is out. It's final.
And the managers, the Penguins, bro. I think they move together, right? And then I'm like, oh, so they have assistant managers and all this. We're good. No, bro, that's insane.
Look how happy we got with the 11, bro. What an episode.
I remember that, the week after that, my dad is like, what the fuck were you guys doing?
Bro, imagine we had Animal 11 on a YouTube or like what we did TikTok. Yeah. That would have been crazy. Yeah, that would have gone so well.
So good. So
we should low-key bring it back in like a year. Low-key, people forget
yeah,
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Run it back.
Yeah.
Mm. Or like, is there something, if there's something similar we could
yeah.
do? Like just shithouse segments yeah. like that.
Yeah, that's
especially
good.
For the summer, we don't have much to talk about. Like, fuck
before
it.
The Club World Cup, yeah.
There's not gonna be much time before the Club World Cup.
Yeah.
No, there isn't.
No, because there's Nations League.
Yeah.
And then Club World Cup right away.
We have a busy summer. But we do. Like, there's only so much you can talk about.
We're not doing episodes on Nation League.
No, don't worry.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe a little segment here and there.
Sure.
But yeah. I'll wear my Portugal
full
gear.
Episodes. Yeah. I'm actually throwing hands. Like, are I you? Swear to God.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll see.
We've done it before. International break sillies. Like, we've had episodes where
but it's not about the Nations League. Mm-hmm. We do like another thing.
We have segments. We do segments.
We like, yeah, we'll talk about the Nations League, but it's not like the episode isn't about the, like, this episode is about.
For sure.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Number two, Julian.
My number two is a legendary episode in my eyes.
Okay.
It was episode 67, where on that day we had Ten Hag sacked.
Oh, the Ballon d'Or year.
The Ballon d'Or controversy. Yeah, we had the fallout of El Clasico, where Barcelona won 4-0.
Yeah.
We had so much to talk about. It was flowing. I remember the clips that week did particularly well. Oh, yeah, that was the week
that was our,
where
the
I
week.
Was like, God damn.
We got a lock.
We here.
So then what did that lead to?
And then that led to, for skipping forward to today, Erik ten Hag, as I'm on my way to campus this morning, in the subway, see Fabrizio Romano tweeted out 1 minute ago, Erik ten Hag officially sacked by United. It's happened, boys.
So who's going to do the song with me? Do we get to do it one more time?
You can lead the way.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Old Trafford is falling down. Ten Hag is a fucking clown. I don't need the rest. You guys get the joke.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I never want to hear that from you ever again.
It's gone. It's never being spoken into existence.
Amorim is a fucking clown.
The timestamp I have, Blake, is when you pull out a full rendition of Old Trafford is falling down.
With the clown music?
Yes.
That was good.
Old Trafford is falling down.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. A lot of singing you've done to me.
Yeah, I remember we used to like say, "Media week seven of third year in, in 6 yard box will always be
remembered. Go down in history." Yeah.
Because the clips did so well that week.
I know.
Yeah.
That was. Yeah, Amarim, like Amarim links were that day too. We basically got the Here We Go of Amarim that same day as well. We had like so many things to talk about. It was insane.
That was a great day.
Yeah. Animal 11 was my two, so I can go to my one if you want.
My one is Animal 11.
Your one is Animal 11?
Yes.
Okay, what's your one?
My one's the Onana song.
Okay.
Verse number two! What's my name? Make a save. May not everybody knows how to win a trophy.
Oh, yeah.
Knows how to make a save. Knows how to win a game.
This is getting cut, by the way.
But Onana, you're so bad at football. Flopping everywhere.
Two verses.
You should be two embarrassed. United, I really want to see if you will ever win a game again. United, I really want to see if you get relegated because of Onana. Which is like, I know it, maybe it's not my one.
That's a good one.
But it's like, it's one of my favorite moments.
Yeah, I know you couldn't go through the segment without mentioning it.
Yeah, I'm probably going to just do my full version. But from its evolution, from when I first coined it as the song of Onana to where it's come now, it's just, it's special to me.
Yeah.
You want to break it out again? Or?
No.
Because you've been practicing it in the mirror.
No, I'll let the clip go.
Yeah.
Okay.
My number one, I think, is the best, like, just the best podcast moment ever.
Mm.
When I was rewatching these, I was like smiling through them because they were funny. But this one, I was dying. I was dying.
Oh.
It's don't make me say the N-word.
You know what I'm craving? Don't make me say the N-word.
Sorry, wait.
Wait, Nando's. What just happened? What just happened? Wait, what the hell? What just happened, bro? What just happened?
Oh! Nando's.
What is going on?
God. Out of context, Julian just says, "Don't make me say the N word," because we're talking about Uber Eats, and this guy's just fantasizing about Nando's. But in what world?
We had mentioned.
In what world do you say that?
Oh my god!
And our reactions, 70.
Oh my god!
And our reactions are just priceless. Oh my god!
And that's video too.
It's video too.
That's amazing.
After that, you're trying to talk about French football.
Yeah.
And I'm crying. I'm crying. Blake is crying. And nobody is listening to
no
you.
No one's listening to me. I'm
and
just
you
yapping.
You are so offended.
I was yapping about Lyon getting relegated or something. Yeah, like that. And you guys are just dying. Oh, my God.
That's so random.
I feel so bad about that moment. Because out of context,
and
it's
we get
horrendous.
To relive it.
Why do you like?
And we get to relive it.
And we do.
Yeah.
We do.
Man. N-word is Nando's, guys.
Yeah. Which we have to go soon too.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Yes. I went to Nando's right after United lost the Europa League final.
I saw that, yeah.
I'm down bad. I'm like, I need some Nando's.
Nothing can cheer you
right
up
now.
Apart from that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Respect.
I'm in my United kit in Nando's.
Respects.
Wasn't much respect. I feel like I have some like honorable mentions here.
Yeah.
At any time either United or Arsenal have lost has usually been a good episode, I have to say.
For sure,
yeah.
I have to say. Our 1 week of doing Arsenal losing to Bayern right after they lost. Yeah. Like we were at your place watching the first leg of the Bayern game and then came to studio to talk about it. That was legendary.
Oh, I just thought of one.
It was second leg.
You know what else is?
Or second leg.
You know what, I don't know if I can find this clip because I don't remember what episode it is, but... When we did Goalkeepers Better Than Onana.
Oh, that's a good segment.
Such a good segment.
That was great.
I don't know. If one of us can find it, I'll put it in. If not, it's okay. But that's
that was
a
good.
Really
that
good
was
one,
good.
Too.
That's good.
That's such a good one.
That was
one.
Early on.
Yeah, that was early on. That's such a good one.
Remember?
And we just list all the Premier League goalkeepers.
Yeah.
Remember early days of the pod when we were doing the World Cup?
Mm-hmm.
Portugal had just gone out. And I'm crying about Ronaldo.
For me personally, I was just...
Talking shit. Go ahead.
This is a different kind of pain, bro. Because I haven't cried over a girl in time, let me just say. But Ronaldo, that game yesterday, the amount of memories I've had of this guy, like, since the day I was fucking born, bro. Like, watching him come up
for playing for Portugal.
He's holding back tears right now.
The day he won us the Euros, like,
he didn't win you
shit. He didn't win you the Euros. He actually played 20 minutes. And then
Adair he's won like, you. He didn't win you shit.
And then Adair won you the Euros.
The snowfall music is in the background. I'm so sad. And then Anthony goes,
the comments
also
on those,
you filled out
dying
yeah thanks. Like I was looking back at all stuff like you look bigger now
thank you
yeah
that's good but yeah I remember the comments on that video it was so funny
because I made it look sad
getting
as
new
fuck.
Friends getting
I
new
made,
friends
I made sure you guys felt terrible
yeah. Bro, yeah. I did not feel terrible are you fucking kidding me I will never feel no one should ever feel terrible about making another one feel bad about pod
I just well what we unless you say that we should feel bad all the time when we're hitting on our
yeah, side. Because it's I'm deflecting. But obviously, like none of us should ever feel bad.
No. Like when we pod, like we'll have crazy arguments. But
yeah,
it's
all love.
It's all love.
Ballon d'Or debate that one time.
Yeah,
that which was, we kind of touched on earlier.
We did.
Yeah,
that was.
I still
worst.
Find it insane that Holland didn't win the Ballon d'Or.
That was the worst argument I think we've had on this pod.
Yeah,
like the fallout of that one felt bad.
Yeah,
but if we can come back from that, we can come back from anything.
There's been yeah, there's been some great moments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else? What else is there?
I mean, we went through like 20. That's pretty good.
No, but there's always more.
The other one I had was the Højlund. It was just the TikTok. Remember when I compared?
Yaya Sanogo.
Yeah. Højlund to Yaya Sanogo or whatever.
Ironically, you would almost swap those now.
Yeah.
No, he said Xerxes.
Yeah.
Oh, I said Xerxes. Yeah.
You I know. Those? Xerxes compared to Højlund right now is like Zlatan to Yaya Sanogo.
Fair.
Oh, man. The amount of defended Antony, Højlund, Bruno, Onana.
He kind of just has shit takes.
Mm. Well, no, they keep letting me down. They keep letting
that's
me down.
That's why you don't defend. That's why. Back your team. Back your team, Blake. No, I know how sports work. When someone's bad or something's bad, I can tell.
Mm.
Like minute 20 of the Arsenal second leg against PSG, I knew we weren't winning. I could just tell.
I like that.
Again,
you could tell you guys weren't playing us anymore.
Yeah, like I could just, whatever, sure. But I could just tell.
Right.
Like
I always try to give a little bit of leeway.
No, that's how you get your heart broken, bro.
That's why
no.
You still think Sagan Tommy is overrated. Anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, get the fuck out. Get out of
anyway,
here.
That didn't take as long as I thought. That's good.
Yeah.
Is that episode 100 wrapped up?
Centurions, bro.
I want to just, can I just say, lads?
Mm.
I can't believe it's been 100.
I know.
It's been crazy.
It's been 2 years, 2.5 years, that we've been doing it.
Two and a half. Yeah.
Wow.
We started in November, November.
Yeah, October 2022.
Sure.
Because it was midway through because we wanted to get our hours in. It was right mm-hmm. before reading week.
Still didn't happen.
That's why it started. It didn't even start.
We were sat in our OG studio for 2.5 hours, defeated because we did not know how to set up the recording.
Yeah.
We eventually get it kind of working, mm-hmm. but the audio was scratchy, and I don't even think it ended up making it on Spotify.
No. We shared mics.
Our first two episodes on Spotify.
We shared mics.
Our first two episodes on Spotify, it goes actually episode 4 and then episode 3.
Yeah.
And episode 4 is like 5 hours long.
Yeah, because there's just
wonder who uploaded those, by the way. But anyway.
Shout out Miles, man. Like, he'll be back early June, yeah. I believe,
mm-hmm.
From London. And that we could actually have proper foremans in the studio. We've had too many episodes where Miles has been a forgotten member of the 6 Yard Box podcast, but we mustn't forget.
We mustn't.
No.
You okay?
Are you okay?
No, I'm great, dude. Yeah. Shout out producer Miles.
Shout out producer Miles, man. I genuinely miss the kid.
Bro, come on.
Yeah,
of course.
No, for like, sure.
Yeah. All right.
I'll be happy when
you're stretching it, lad.
No, but for real, like, we meet each other day one, and we're like, boys, let's start a fucking podcast. And at first, it was just for hours. It was just because our program needs you to do something, like, creative,
mm-hmm.
and we wanted to get a podcast done. We're starting out 35-minute episodes. They're coming out 2 weeks after we record them. We don't know how to edit, do anything. Eventually, we grow out of that, and then we bring it to here. And this is only ground zero.
Oh, yeah.
We're taking it farther. I don't know how long we're sticking with like the episode numbers and the names, but like I guess we'll go to like 1,200, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
no, we should keep track of the numbers. Why not?
That's true. I'm.
You don't want to keep track.
Welcome back to episode 1,295 of the 6 Year Box Podcast.
Not,
I don't know how long that's going to ride for.
That's a couple. That's a
welcome
lot.
To episode.
I'm not saying don't number
1082 of
1082.
Yeah, I'm not saying don't number the episodes like in the title. I'm just saying like welcome back to
6 Year Box
633 of the program. I don't know how long it'll be.
Yeah, we don't even have to do one-on-one next week. I don't care.
I don't know. We'll see. I love you, boys.
Oh, love you too, Jim.
Love you too, bro.
Thank you for your commitment of driving all the way down to Etobicoke. Now.
It's more. It's better. It's easier to do that than to fucking take a train all the way downtown. Well, I'll tell you that.
Not for me, but
not for you.
Yeah, you just wake up at like 1:45. Yeah. Walk over.
Which we still will be in the studio every now and again.
Yeah.
Like when it makes sense for us.
Yeah.
I think we prioritize.
Because we're.
Yeah.
Like when we're downtown having classes and then have pod, like that's the most convenient thing. Mm-hmm. We're all together anyways. Got my monster in hand.
Yeah. But because it will also be like if we do have a like weekend pods, like that's when we might have to do a Sunday night thing.
Yeah. Sunday night thing is going to be a move.
During the school year.
I think so. Yeah.
Because during, it's going to be hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have class. We're downtown. Anyway, this is not a conversation for the pod, but
yeah,
we can wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
It's been a ride.
It's been a ride, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Thanks
been
to a the ride. Fans too.
Yeah. Hey, big shout out to all you guys on TikTok, on Instagram, wherever you found us, and eventually on YouTube, on Spotify, and Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. Thank you so much for the past 100 episodes and for continuously making our dreams come true.
Yeah,
slowly but surely. We have so much more work to do. We have so much more content to bring you guys. And cheers to the next 100 and the next 100 after that and after that and after that.
There you go.
We'll see.
Like, subscribe, 5 stars. Love you. We out.
Yeah.
We out, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.